Krishna thinks that who is qualified to have wealth? For Pandavas, he may give wealth. For Prahlad Maharaj, those who are qualified, they will not be involved in all these things. For them, he will give. But those who are not qualified, he will take him. All with him. So don't worry. Don't fear, be fearful. He knows everything what you know, don't know. He knows that you are suffering for wealth. He knows everything. And he will do what is good for you. He will do. So don't worry. If you want, he will may give you. So much wealth. You cannot expect how much wealth. So you should not think that he will make me a straight beggar. If he makes, very good. So try to give your more time, more energy to Krishna. You should have a belief that what we cannot do by our chesta,
endeavor
to be happy. By chanting, remembering people. I left my home, government services, everything I left. I did not took any farthing from my house. Nothing. No service anywhere now. I'm serving Krishna, I'm happy. More than any king or even the president of America and other places. We are really Maharaja. Why Maharaja? Quintal is not Maharaja. Always surrounding by so many problems. And yet problems come to serve us. Problems serving us. So many problems come to Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami. But one need to serve him. And to make him famous. So also some problems may come to you also. But don't fear. If you are not working, you will see that nothing is
lost.
Nothing is lost. But if you are losing your chanting and all these things, you are losing everything. So my request that be very strong in these things. One moment is very precious. We should not try to destroy it. You can test if you are giving up everything. Anyhow, a way will come to maintain your life and you will do. So don't be very, very smart and small. And go on chanting the mantra. One more. Koi Bhagavad Gita ta jaye. You can tell how Baldev Prabhu went to Naimisharan and what happened there with Suta Goswami. Teaching. And we should try to know all these things. That is why I told this pastime of Baldev Prabhu. Any devotee, anyone, chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha, are doing so much services. But if he never cares for offenses, then bhakti is like zero. What should be done? What is favorable and what is unfavorable? If you are doing bhakti, we should take favorable. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, high class of association, everything. And next hand, we should always think that we should not make any offense. A high class of Vaishnava is coming, we can give up chanting also, remembering also. Also we can give up what we are doing. Even Archan or reciting Bhagavatam. And we should try to honor that Vaishnava. Because he is very high class of Vaishnava. Our chanting and remembering may not be of high class, real. It may be abhas or aparad. But if he was on giving honor proper, all these things can be developed more. So we should always try to see that we should always try not to do any offense. And in every step, there are chances to be offenses. If any Vaishnava is coming mercifully and speak, stop him. Oh, don't come here. We don't want. What is this? He wants nothing. He wants to help them. But even abusing them, he is not proper Vaishnava and all this. And if he were doing, what is this? Offense. So, here is Vaishnava Parad, no bhakti. So we should try to know all these things. Etiquettes, Vaishnava Sadachar. We should not forget all these things. We should not. So, in 10 kinds of offenses, first is what? Not Guru Aparad. Satang Nindang. What is meaning? To have to do any offense to any Vaishnava. Ninda, don't criticize them. Anyone who is third class of Vaishnava, Kanishta Vaishnava, even Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari, he may be Kanishta Adhikari, but even you should not criticize. Don't do Ninda. Ninda, you know? Don't do. If you are doing, your whole bhakti will be ruined. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his teachings that don't criticize anyone. Srila Prabhupada also, Bhakti Siddhanta. Try to Yes, you should look after your faults. Don't criticize anybody. Even those who are doing any offenses or anything, and really they are bad person. Even you should not criticize them, because it will come all to your heart. So we should not. First thing is this. Satang Ninda. What to do other things unfavorable to them, to beat them, to abuse them. Or when he is coming, like this. Ignoring them, insulting them, beating them. So, there are so many things. So, we should be very careful for this. Nowadays, it is going on. With God brothers, no honoring each other, no giving respect, not tinatapi sunich, not mani amanat, nothing. So, we are very far away from. You should try to obey all these things. Never criticize anyone. But if anyone criticizing Guru, Krishna, Mahaprabhu or anyone, don't be silent, neutral, don't be neutral. Don't tolerate. If you're tolerating, then what means? You are not actually devoted. At once we should cut up their all arguments. If you are so much strong, you can cut their tongue and not, you can do nothing and then keep your fingers in your eyes and go to sea and take bath and with all garments and then return. Repenting. Then bhakti may come. So we should try to know all these things. Also, you should try to obey the principles of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Bhako Begam, Manasa, Krodha Begam, all these things. Krodha Begam, Jiva Begam, Udaro Pastha Begam, Etan Begam. Atyahar Payasascha. Also, I have discussed all these points. So we should try to be very careful from these 10 kinds of offenses. What is second? Guru Ravagya. Though you are what is second? Yes, we should not think this. Third is disobey. Oh, he is going to pass the stole urine, sometimes some diseases, and he takes prasadam as it is. So sometimes it comes that he is like ordinary person like us. Also some jadvas deed like so, they think that Krishna is our family and he is like us. So this is offense. Gurudev mercifully coming, and if he is the real guru, qualified, bona fide guru, we should try to not to disobey him. Always try to obey him. And always we should see that if he is omnipresent, all-knowing and manasab samay partaman. Eternal, he is eternal. Mercifully he has come. With us. So we should think, we should not disobey. Sometimes, Gurudev does not know all the worldly things. He only knows high class of Siddhant, but we know more better than him how to make money, how to deal with others. He does not know anything. Like Kirtanananda and so many. So we should try to very careful. One thing is more, very prominent thing. What is that? We should think that we are not this body. We are eternal servant of Krishna. Very beautiful shape here. So having I and mine, this worldly thing, and if you are chatting, their own norm will be like abhas or with aparad. So we are doing like this. Understand what I told? Ram Vijay Prabhu? What I told?
For chanting, we maintain the bodily conception that I'm this body, that things, my body belongs to me. Then our chanting will be effective.
It will be either namabhas or aparad. And we are doing this all like this. So you should think that our chanting is not high class or proper or pure. So try to do it pure. So our Acharyas have told, be careful for this. Sometimes we don't believe in name and we believe in what? Ganesh Puja, other things, or our jobs, that we will be happy. Not Krishna name will give this all. What meaning?
Better we can embrace Harinam Varaman, beloved, better we can embrace tiger and crocodile and poison snake. What will be the result? If snake will bite, then we will die immediately. If tiger follow us, we will die. If we go to water, crocodile catch us, we will die. None can save us. If we die, better, but we should not make association. If association, who always have so many demigods and demigoddesses, what will be affect? If snake die by snake bite, or swallowed by tiger, or swallowed by crocodile, you only lose one birth only. But if we associate with worshipper of so many demigoddesses, then our life after life will lose.
Bhakti will
ruin. It is very hard to come in line again. We will be derailed by worship so many demigods.
So if you want to increase or develop your Krishna bhakti, oh, you should always try to know 10 kinds of offenses and be careful for that. Otherwise, you cannot have real bhakti. And that is why all going down. We should know what is a pure name. Pure name is Krishna himself. When we are chanting, it means Krishna is with me. With this belief, firm belief, we should do all these things. Gaur Pramanam.